terminally ill woman goes through with her plan.
This is what made sense.
New clues in spaceship disaster.
Somehow, this braking system deployed early.
New York's World Trade Center open for business.
The first tenant moves in today.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A terminally ill woman who reignited the assisted death debate in this country died over the weekend. 29-year-old Brittany Maynard, who had brain cancer and a diagnosis of weeks to live, took lethal drugs prescribed by an Oregon doctor. Last month, she told CBS's Jan Crawford she was convinced her decision was the right one.
Cancer is ending my life. I am choosing to end it a little sooner and in a lot less pain and suffering.
Medical ethicist Dr. Arthur Kaplan says Maynard put a young human face on a difficult issue.
I think the movement will get a push from this sad event. Opponents are very nervous about this because they've seen what younger people can do in changing laws about gay marriage, changing laws about legalization of marijuana.
The investigators say a device to slow the experimental spaceship that broke apart Friday over California's Mojave Desert deployed too soon.
It's not clear how that happened. One of the pilots, the co-pilot in this case, actually unlocked this system, but it shouldn't have deployed on its own without a second action, and that action was never taken.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says it's too early to say if that was the cause of the Virgin Galactic disaster that killed the co-pilot and seriously injured the pilot. Midterm campaign spending will set a record at more than $4 billion, but voter interest has been low in an election tomorrow that could shift control of the U.S. Senate. We begin our team coverage with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Steve, Democrats hope last-minute appeals to core supporters will disprove polls that show a GOP surge in key Senate races.
I got a simple message. We got to vote.
The president last night in Pennsylvania. At Quinnipiac University, political expert Scott McClain predicts regardless of the outcome, a narrow Senate margin will mean more inaction in Washington.
You're just not going to see major groundbreaking historic legislation.
As Democrats defend their Senate majority, Republicans are increasingly optimistic about their prospects.
This is Steve Futterman in Manhattan, Kansas. This could be the closest race in the nation right now, a battle between the incumbent Republican Pat Roberts, going for a fourth term, and his independent challenger Greg Orman. Roberts has tried to make this race all about President Obama. A new poll this weekend, though, shows Orman with a razor-thin 1% lead. Outside money is playing a big role in this race and others. CBS's Barry Bagnato is in Greenfield, Iowa.
My friend, Joni Ernst.
Thank you.
In a quaint small-town cafe filled with farmhouse antiques, Iowa Senate Republican candidate Joni Ernst greets voters.
Nice to see you. Thank you so much. Oh, gosh.
Personalized pitches have typified politics in this heartland state.
Our Iowa way is the right way of doing things.
Now they're being drowned out by ads funded by people who don't live here. In her race alone, 70% of the spending comes from outside Iowa. Iowa State political scientist David Anderson.
Campaigns are becoming a form of reality TV. Everything is sensationalized to the extreme.
KCCI News.
On this one station in a single hour,
Joni Ernst isn't someone we can trust.
Bruce Braley proudly supported Obamacare.
I'm just a bill pushed by insider David Young on Capitol Hill.
President Obama was clear. A vote for Stacey Apple is a vote for his policies.
It's a result of the Supreme Court's Citizens United ruling, which expanded free speech to put money where the mouth is. The Center for Responsive Politics says nationwide outside groups have spent more than $500 million on this year's elections. In a CBS News poll, 8 in 10 Americans say they want limits. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Greenfield, Iowa.
Police outside Los Angeles have made several arrests in the hit-and-run crash that killed three teenage girls as they trick-or-treated on Halloween. Josephat Gonzalez is the brother of one of the 13-year-olds.
They're finally in custody and they have to answer to justice. That brings such a sigh of relief, not just to my parents, not just to the twins' family, to the whole community.
They were killed in a crosswalk. The damaged SUV that hit them was found not far away. A major milestone today at a symbol of New York City's recovery from the 9/11 attacks.
I'm Heather Bosch at One World Trade Center. The glass and steel skyscraper erected at the site where the Twin Towers once stood opens for business today. None more proud than the construction workers who helped build it.
It's definitely new life. It's definitely new life.
It's good for the city. It's good for people who lost people here. I know people who did lose people. It's great. It's great for the city.
Publishing giant Condé Nast is moving the first 170 of its 3,400 employees in today. The building is 60% leased.
No safety net, no harness, no problem for Nick Willenda.
Let's do this.
I'm ready when you are.
Willenda walked right, twice on a wire connecting Chicago skyscrapers, once wearing a blindfold.
To hear 50, 60, I've heard 65,000, whatever the numbers were, screaming and roaring for you is just an unbelievable feeling.
The event was aired on the Discovery Channel, which used a 10-second delay in case anything went wrong. Some roads in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee remained closed overnight because of record snow and ice. Tens of thousands still don't have power in New England after a blast of wintry weather. Some parts of Maine got more than a foot of snow. In Cincinnati, Mount St. Joseph University opened its women's college basketball season 2 weeks early yesterday, so one player whose time is running out could shine.
Number 22, Lauren Hill!
19-year-old freshman Lauren Hill was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer about a year ago. And from that moment to this, her main goal has been to play in just one college basketball game.
I wanted to wear those shoes and wear that jersey and feel like a superhero again.
She's been training with her team, getting up at 5:30 a.m., fighting back unimaginable headaches in utter defiance of her cancer.
The screen comes, the ball goes down to Lauren Hill, and the layup is good. A layup for Lauren.
And with that, Lauren Hill checked out of the game, perfect from the field, and a perfect example for any athlete who wants to go out on top.
Today has been the best day I've ever had.
Steve Hartman, CBS News, in Cincinnati.
There's an Election Day test about legal marijuana tomorrow, and it's going on in Washington, D.C.
This is Amanda with D.C. Cannabis Campaign.
Marijuana has already been decriminalized here. Voters will decide if the nation's capital will be a place to light up for personal use legally. John Hudak with the Brookings Institution.
We have a lot of polling around it that suggests that Americans are liberalizing their views on not just the use of marijuana, but the sale and legalization of marijuana.
The initiative on Tuesday's ballot does not allow marijuana sales. Andrew Mollenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
What do the rock band Kiss, the cast of Sesame Street, and opera star Renee Fleming have in common? They'll all be working on Thanksgiving at the Macy's Parade in New York City. Macy's said this morning some 8,000 people will participate in the event. Teen pitching sensation Monet Davis will be in the lead group with her Philadelphia Little League team. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.